Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 315. Today, Ed asks, you mentioned that you set up a wiki for your universe to track your notes. Any tips to pass on? Specifically, is this something you do solely for yourself, privately, or do you open up to select others? If so, how do you do that? Well, Ed, so far it's just for myself. I have a pipe dream of getting it whipped into shape someday so that it'll be accessible to fans who want to be able to check continuity and reference the Sawyer Encyclopedia, so to speak. But until such a time as I've either got a fan who's willing to do the work to whip it into shape for public consumption, or I've got a month or two where I've got nothing else to do, that probably won't happen. But as far as how I would do it if I did, I would whip it into something that looked a lot like Wikipedia, maybe modeling it on something like the Dune Encyclopedia. Gail Carriger has done really well having a fan-driven wiki for this kind of stuff that serves both purposes for her, both as her own reference for writing and for fans being able to play around and explore corners of her universe that either they missed in the books or that come from books they haven't read yet. And it's a good marketing thing for her as well as being a good writerly resource. And that's the kind of thing I eventually want to have or do. I just don't have the resources to put it together yet. And see who else has got one of these. Chris Lester's got a good one of these as well. I know it's open to people who write in his shared world. I don't know if it's open to the general public, but if you check out his website, you might find it linked to the general public in there. That's at chriswlester.com, I think, or metamorecity.com. I don't know the link to Gail's off the top of my head, so I'll put that in the show notes. And also try to remember to put Chris's in the show notes, too. They're really great tools. As far as how you do it, they're fairly easy to set up. First of all, there are a number of providers that include wikis of different sorts as features you can load on your website, or they have like LiveJournal-style setups. I think Wikia is one of the providers that does this. You basically sign up for a free wiki, and ads will appear on your wiki as you use your wiki to journal away and wiki whatever you want. There's also different tools like Wikidpad, Wikidpad, that are open source that allow you to do small wikis on your own computer. I use MediaWiki, which is the same software that drives Wikipedia. That's extremely easy to set up. It's a little more difficult to learn to use, but if you ever spend any time editing Wikipedia, it's actually pretty quick to pick up, and there's lots of documentation online. And to set that up, you need either a LAMP stack or a WAMP stack, which is either Linux Apache MySQL and PHP, or Windows Apache MySQL and PHP. Basically, that's your operating system, your web server software, and it doesn't just work on Apache, it works on Tomcat and other stuff like that. Then MySQL is your database layer, and PHP is the language it's all mitigated through. LAMP stacks are not too difficult to set up at home. They're even easier to set up if you have a website, because your website runs on a LAMP stack. And if you've got a web server, you can create a protected directory and install MediaWiki on there just as another content management system and be good to go. Or you can install a LAMP stack on your home computer and build things up from there, which is a little more involved, but there are great tutorials online and whatnot. The advantages of MediaWiki are that it's designed to handle heavily cross-linked information. And it's an open platform that's readily portable. So if you decide you don't like your web provider or whoever is providing your LAMP stack, you can just pick your database up and go. It's a little more difficult to do with places like Wikia that don't give you enough back-end access to do that without paying for subscription fees and that sort of thing. And one thing I would pay dearly for would be a plugin for MediaWiki that would allow you to do a mind map of the connections between all the things, because I think that would be fascinating. But basically, yeah, MediaWiki is my thing, and I absolutely love it. It starts off with absolutely no structure, and the structure emerges from the way that you create pages and they cross-link with each other, and it keeps track of categories and everything for you, so those things are all auto-generated and dynamically adjusted along the way. It's great stuff. I highly recommend it. Thanks for asking the question, and I will see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.